Kiefer here live at Bonnaroo with Josh Tillman, a.k.a. Father John Misty. Thank you so much for swinging by.
Of course.
You've recorded as Jay Tillman. You were a drummer in Fleet Foxes. And then as the story, as I understood it, you got tired of all that, plus Seattle, loaded up the van with magic mushrooms and headed to California. How did it get to that point?
I don't know. I pass on that question. Next question.
I bring this up only because I love that part of the country, and
yeah.
You had the aha moment.
Yeah, the question's too vague. I'm going to ask you to refine your query.
You were naked in a tree in Big Sur.
Yes.
What happened?
I had a moment of clarity about my absurdity,
mm-hmm.
or something. Yeah.
And what did you learn? What was the moment? What did you learn from it?
Well, like I said, like some clarification of the fact that I'm absurd, that I'm an absurd being.
You'd also said something about you wanted to be able to sing like you talk. What do you mean by that?
Well, singing is really psychological. I think the curation or something of the way that I was singing was something that was really important to me for a long time. Like an added step. Singing naturally is just really tough to do. I think on some level you have to really believe in what you're singing in to sing naturally, to not add an affectation to it. I mean, I think for a long time I was convinced that singing in a open, big voice was innately cheesy or insincere or something. And so I wanted to sing the way that I thought honesty sounded, which is an honest... creatively honest. Sorry, this band that's playing is like erasing my brain. I don't know. Like, for example, you know, you hear a lot of people in modern music, like this millennial yarling that's taken over, and every girl that you hear sing is doing this, like, ow, ear, ha, ha, he, ha, ha. And you hear that pretty much everywhere. And, you know, it's just like, do you talk like that? I mean, like, are you from the deep South or like from 100 years ago or something? And I don't know. I wanted to reduce the disparity, you know, and I felt like I'd been putting on an act. You know, I forgive myself for that because I know why I did it, but I just have more clarity now.
You said this record was born of a black dog of depression, but if you listen to it, there's a sense of humor there. Do you think sometimes people
do you not
that?
See the connection between depression and humor? Yeah, I don't think those are mutually exclusive at all. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Who is Father John Misty?
It's nobody. It's something that I would say. It's something that Josh Tillman would think it was funny to call himself. It looks hilarious. It looks really funny on a marquee. And I mean, part of the, you know, when people ask me that question, I feel like, damn, I failed with this album, you know, because like the idea was to raise this question that was like, does it matter what somebody calls themselves? Like, it's the content, you know? And that was the whole idea. It was like, I called myself my name for a long time, but I don't know how much that body of work really represented me as a person. I had a crisis over that because my creative, for whatever reason, what I make is the most important thing there is to me. And I have this weird innate mandate that I have to communicate myself effectively, and I don't know why I'm so addicted to that. But I wanted to make something where, you know, especially with some of the lyrics in the last song, I wanted for it to be this kind of elegant gag where it was like, oh, the name doesn't mean anything. Like, it's so arbitrary. Like, we call ourselves whatever, we think of ourselves in all these obtuse, distorted ways in order to get through the day or whatever. And for me, I had to engage the fact that I have like kind of an absurd sense of humor. That was like the last thing I kind of had to add to what I do for it to be honest. And so calling myself something so patently stupid was like an honest creative act for me.
Is it easier, you know, with the personal nature of the record, was it easier to call yourself something else so you could write so positively or so?
No, if it was like my first album I'd ever made, I probably would have just called it, you know, the Josh Tillman Experience or something. But I had this back, you know, I had this whole body of work that I couldn't really ignore anymore. And, you know, and like just in a just pragmatically, I don't want to play Jay Tillman songs anymore, you know, and if I play, if I just made it the eighth Jay Tillman album or something, it just, it would have been like jumping the shark or something. It, you know, it would have been too much or something. I don't know. I mean, it was just, it was purely like I had never given myself the opportunity to name something before. So I just kind of went goofy with it. And I didn't want to call it like a prepositional phrase or like, I didn't want it to be like a fake band name. Yeah, I don't know. It was just like an aesthetics thing. It didn't have any like personal, spiritual, or you know, philosophical significance or whatever. That's all kind of after the fact. That, you know, I don't know.
Could you see yourself ever again being in a situation like with Fleet Foxes, being in another band?
Being in another band?
Yeah.
No. I kind of figured that one out. Like I kind of overestimated my interest in doing that. Like I want to write, you know, I don't really get that much of a thrill from just playing music, you know?
Do you like playing festivals like Bonnaroo?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like playing, you know, I like the show part, you know? Yeah, to be honest with you, the differentiating between them often becomes difficult when you do so many of them.
Well, one of the things we're doing at Bonnaroo this year, it's album art, and we've got yours up on the wall, Fear Fun. So I'm looking at this, and I'm getting kind of psychedelic vibe off of it, maybe kind of a George Harrison. What were you? Did you? Who designed the record? Was that you?
No, that was I'm just a fan of Dima's artwork, and I asked him to do something. I kind of just cold called him and I sent him the album, but I told him I didn't really want it to look like that, like there was a Father John Misty person on it, but he did it anyway. And it was just kind of one of those moments where I was like, all right, I live with this, you know. I mean, in some respect, like, you know, it's always a collaboration unless you want to be a dick about it. And I don't like commissioning someone to do something and then kind of like giving them too many parameters or whatever. So I think it really was like, I mean, I just put his graphic interpretation of the album on the front cover. You know, I just decided like whatever this does for him, I'm gonna put that on the cover. So it's the cover is just Dima Drachuchin's impression of the album, and I was like, I'll live with that.
I like it.
I think it's great, man.
We're also asking people to pick their favorite Beatles record. Were you a fan of the Beatles?
Yeah, big, like obsessive.
So of those albums, which is your favorite and why?
I'm gonna go with Abbey Road because it's the last one, and then they could go on to John Lennon could go on to make Plastic Ono Band. Yeah,
so Abbey Road is it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, listen, thank you so much, Josh Tillman.
Yeah,
Father John Misty. Thanks. Live at Bonnaroo.
Live at Bonnaroo.